Chapter 142. Dearer than to me. She rode hard, rode desperately, but never wildly, and seldom removed her eyes from him in the bottom of the boat. She had so laid him there, as that she might see his disfigured face. It was so much disfigured, that his mother might have covered it, but it was above and beyond disfigurement in her eyes. The boat touched the edge of the patch of in lawn, sloping gently to the water. There were lights in the windows, but there chanced to be no one out of doors. She made the boat fast, and again by main strength took him up, and never laid him down until she laid him down in the house. Surgeons were sent for, and she sat supporting his head. She had oftentimes heard in days that were gone, how doctors would lift the hand of an insensible wounded person, and would drop it, if the person were dead. She waited for the awful moment, when the doctors might lift this hand, all broken and bruised, and let it fall. The first of the surgeons came, and asked, before proceeding to his examination, who brought him in. I brought him in, sir, answered Lizzie, at whom all present looked. You, my dear? You could not lift, far less carry, this weight. I think I could not, at another time, sir, but I am sure I did. The surgeon looked at her with great attention, and with some compassion. Having with a grave face touched the wounds upon the head, and the broken arms, he took the hand. Oh! Would he let it drop? He appeared irresolute. He did not retain it, but laid it gently down, took a candle, looked more closely at the injuries on the head, and at the pupils of the eyes. That done, he replaced the candle, and took the hand again. Another surgeon then coming in, the two exchanged a whisper, and the second took the hand. Neither did he let it fall at once, but kept it for a while, and laid it gently down. Attend to the poor girl, said the first surgeon then. She is quite unconscious. She sees nothing and hears nothing. All the better for her. Don't rouse her, if you can help it, only move her. Poor girl, poor girl. She must be amazingly strong of heart, but it is much to be feared, that she has set her heart upon the dead. Be gentle with her. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.